Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. And in being a warlike people, one of the things that we are fond of saying, even though it's not true, is that the Mohammedan is attacking us because he's upset at our way of life. He's attacking our very way of life. We got to get out there and kill him! When the Mohammedan went into the church in right outside of Nice, France, and murdered Father, Padre, Jacques Himmel. Was that an attack on a way of life? Well, I guess for maybe priestly life, I guess it was. When these madmen are planning to attack this basilica in Spain, the Sagrada Familia Basilica, is that an attack on blue jeans and quarter pounders with cheese? And a lifestyle? They hate us because of our freedoms. Did they hate the workers in the Sagrada Familia Basilica because of their freedoms to chip away at ginormous pieces of stone, to fashion them into something that's going to be part of something good, true, and beautiful called a basilica? So you know then, or you should know, what were these guys after? Now, I have a question for the president, then. If we've got to deny ISIS safe harbor so they can plot attacks, why don't we have to deny ISIS safe harbor in Spain? Fair question, don't you think? Here's another question. Oh, miniature, I want to answer. Okay, here you go. What's closer to New York City?
New York City?
Yep, New York City. What's closer to New York City, Christopher? Barcelona, Spain, or Kabul, Afghanistan? Flying from east to west, what's closer? That's right. Never tell me I ask you a trivia question. I see you agonizing like, I don't want to get it wrong. They're never trick questions. I'm always throwing out the R-S-T-L-N-N-E. Spain! So, young Christopher, it would be easier then, because there's less of a distance to travel, it'd be easier then to plot an attack from Barcelona, and look at all the freedoms they have in Barcelona. They got cable television, woohoo! They got Starbucks, ain't got that in Afghanistan. They got broadband out the wazoo. Got to take out Spanish food. They have running of bulls. I have any of that in Afghanistan. And you know what else they have in Spain?
The password is freedom.
Freedom. Some.